I've got to formulate a plot, or I end up in jail or shot.
He's got to formulate a better internet connection. I wonder if he gets to hear what we say when he plays it back. Oh dear.
Hey, welcome Pod on You Loons listeners. This is Sam. This episode, it's not your typical Pod on You Loons episode. It is an international break. I do have another podcast known as The Pub Trivia Group, and James has been on it a few times. I've been trying to get Justin to join me on it for a while now, and actually, I got both of them. I got both of them for this episode to celebrate the international break, as well as to celebrate a special episode I do for the Pub Trivia Group once a year. It's all music trivia. We call it the Banger to End All Bangers. It was pretty fun, like the regular listeners of the show, as well as the people that play live trivia with me. They all got to vote on the songs. We count them down, 51 all the way to the number one banger to end all bangers. It was a pretty good time. Anyway, Justin and James are going to team up. They're going to see how many points they can score playing this music trivia game. You can play along with them, right? You can play along with them. I do have a visual reference. If you're not driving right now, I do have a visual reference you can look at. That's linked in the show notes if you want to, but you don't have to. You can just listen along, kind of score in your head, and have a good time. All right, let's get playing. What up, nerds? Welcome back to the Pub Trivia Group podcast. This is Sam, host of the show. We got a special one for you today. This is the Banger to End All Bangers Volume 2, right? This is our second consecutive year of doing a music-themed trivia show where we are looking for just songs that are bangers, songs that are absolute bangers. And you all voted for them, right? You all voted for your top 50 favorite bangers of all time from every decade. They're all spread out throughout the decades. And I just ranked them 50 all the way down to one. We have questions based off of each of those songs, right? It's trivia meets a Casey Kasem countdown, and I am all here for it, right? I'm really fulfilling a lifelong dream of, you know, being like the next Casey Kasem or the next Rick Dees, because I don't think that that's going to happen, but I do have this trivia show, and I very much enjoy it. Now, since this is a special occasion, some of you might not know this, I actually am on two podcasts. I have a second podcast. One of them, a trivia podcast that attracts a pretty decent size following from all over the world. And then my other podcast is just this local show in Minnesota where you get just a handful of soccer nerds that want to listen to us talk about Minnesota United. And I have my two co-hosts from Pod on You Loons. So if any of you are looking for a Major League Soccer team to follow, an American soccer team to follow, and you want to settle for Minnesota United so you can hear my voice as well as these two awesome dudes, feel free. But I want to introduce them. We got Justin. Welcome, Justin.
Yeah. Thanks for having me, Sam. If you want to watch the Minnesota United win, they play a banger after every win in Wonderwall. So,
oh yeah,
great song. Happy to be on here. I know Sam's been trying to get me on for a while, so I'm glad I finally made it out.
And then we have all the way from across the pond, we have Captain James. James, how are you doing?
I'm good, mate. Thanks for inviting me back. It's always nice to be invited back to something you've been on. I think it means I'm doing a good job.
Hopefully. Yes, you were about a year ago. About a year ago, you and your fiance, you were on one of my episodes. And then we also did one episode, actually another music episode, just related to 2000s pop punk. That one was pretty fun.
Yeah.
One was pretty fun.
Third time's the charm.
Third time's the charm. Yep. So yeah, this is the Banger to End All Bangers, Volume 2, right? This was originally presented live on YouTube on Friday, April 28th, but we are now doing it for the much larger podcast audience. So we hope you enjoy. Let's just get into it. We got six rounds. We're going to start off. Round number one is going to count down the bangers from 51 to 42. So I actually put in an extra one there. 51 to 42. Then we go to 41 to 32, 31 to 22, 21 to 12, 11 to 2. And then the final round will just be questions related to the banger to end all bangers. But starting off round number one, starting off with song number 51, this is a sing-along. The way the sing-along works is I'm going to start off a line and then I'm going to just stop. I'm going to start off a line and then I'm just going to stop. You have to fill in the rest. So number 51, the song goes, "Hello, it's me. I was wondering." And then you tell me the next nine words. Hello, it's me. I was wondering. What are the next nine words? Song number 50. Written by Patrick Stump and Pete Wentz. This song was released in 2005 as the lead single from the album From Under the Cork Tree. Song number 49. Another sing-along. "Listen, baby. Ain't no mountain high, ain't no valley low, ain't no river wide enough, baby." What are the next 18 words? Ain't no mountain high, ain't no valley low, ain't no river wide enough, baby. What are the next 18 words? Number 48. Released in 1994, this alt rock song was written by lead singer Dolores O'Riordan in protest of the Troubles. Number 47. Billy Joe Armstrong admitted to being on speed when he wrote this 1994 song about his struggle with anxiety. Number 46, you need to identify the artist. Here is a line from the song. "I don't know what to do, and I'm always in the dark. We're living in a powder keg and giving off sparks." Number 45, released in 1985, the Canadian artist behind this song has claimed its title was in reference to a sex position. Song number 44, performed by, and I'm going to butcher most of these names, performed by Agnetha, Bjorn, Benny, and Annie Fried, this 1976 song was ranked as the UK's number one floor killer in 2014.
That's Bjorn.
Bjorn. Bjorn, Benny. So Agnetha, Bjorn, Benny, and Annie Fried. The UK's number one floor killer in 2014. Number 43, you need to identify the artist. Here is the line. "So needless to say, I'm odds and ends, but I'll be stumbling away." In song number 42, it's another sing-along. "Mirrors on the ceiling, the pink champagne on ice, and she said," you tell me the next 10 words. "Mirrors on the ceiling, the pink champagne on ice, and she said," you tell me the next 10 words. All right, guys. So listeners back home, pause now if you need more time. Everyone else, we're going to go over each of those one more time, and then we'll see if Justin and James know the answer. If they do, great. If they don't, I'll give them the answer. So song number 51, it's a sing-along. "Hello, it's me. I was wondering." What are the next nine words? "Hello, it's me. I was wondering." You tell me the next nine words. James, what are the next nine words?
"If after all these years, you'd like to meet."
Yes, that is correct.
"Hello."
Yes. The song being "Hello" by Adele. All right, number 50. Number 50. Written by Patrick Stump and Pete Wentz, this song was released in 2005 as the lead single from the album From Under the Cork Tree. Justin, what is it?
So that summer, 2005, this CD was played nonstop in my 98 Chevy Blazer.
Yep.
It's "Sugar, We're Going Down."
Yep. There you have it. I love it. All right, number 49. I believe Justin is also aching to just belt this one up. This is a sing-along. "Listen, baby. Ain't no mountain high, ain't no valley low, ain't no river wide enough, baby." What are the next 18 words?
"If you need me, call, no matter where you are, no matter how far, baby. Don't worry, baby. If you need me, call me. Right? Something like that.
Yes, you're close enough. I would have marked it as good, right? So that is, well, it's Ain't No Mountain High Enough by Marvin Gaye and Tammy Terrell. Last year's song number 49, so actually placing 49 2 years in a row. If you need me, call me. No matter where you are, no matter how far, don't worry, baby. So there you have it, song number 49. Well done, Justin. All right, song number 48, released in 1994. This alt-rock song was written by lead singer Dolores O'Riordan in protest of the Troubles. They both have their hand up.
My hand was up first, Sam.
All right, what is it?
You have to call me.
Go for it.
This is Zombie by the Cranberries.
It is Zombie by the Cranberries. Well done. All right, number 47, Billy Joe Armstrong admitted to being on speed when he wrote this 1994 song about his struggle with anxiety. Justin, also with his hand up.
What is Basket Case?
That is correct. By...
Green Day.
Yeah, by Green Day. Yeah, and you just had to say Basket Case. I assume anyone that got Basket Case would know Green Day, but you just had to tell me Basket Case. All right, number 46, identify the artist. And James has his hand up. I don't know what to do, and I'm always in the dark. We're living in a powder keg and giving off sparks. James, who is it?
This is Bonnie Tyler with Total Eclipse of the Heart.
That is correct.
Just a banger.
Just. I can't believe this is 46. This would be way higher in my personal banger list.
Well, did you vote?
No, actually.
I tried to get you to vote and you didn't vote, so. That's all right.
Fun fact, whenever the last Total Eclipse happened, I can't remember what station it was, but in Minneapolis, there was a station that played that song on repeat the entire day. Like the entire day that eclipse happened. That's the only song they played the whole day was Total Eclipse of the Heart. And I definitely spent my entire commutes going home to and from work listening to it. So,
so did they ever mix in the Dan Band version? I guess the FCC wouldn't allow that one.
No. I do love that version too. It's also a great, great version of the song.
From the movie Old School, right? All right. Yes. Number 45, released in 1985. The Canadian artist behind this song has claimed its title was in reference to a sex position. Go for it, Justin.
This is The Summer of 69.
Yep. Summer of 69 by Bryan Adams. Well done. Number 44. And again, excuse me for not pronouncing these names. Performed by Agnetha, Bjorn, Benny, and Annie Fried. This 1976 song was ranked as the UK's number one floor killer in 2014. All right. I'm going to call on the British citizen for this one. What is it?
I believe this is Dancing Queen by ABBA.
Yes, Dancing Queen by ABBA. That is last year's number 12, so it goes from 12 to 44. And I forgot to mention, last year, Summer of 69 was 16th, so Summer of 69 dropping from 16 to 45.
I thought you were going to say 69th, but you don't have 69 songs on here.
Nice.
Dancing Queen dropping from 12 to 44. All right, number 43, you got to identify the artist. So needless to say, I'm odds and ends, but I'll be stumbling away. Either of you know this one?
No, actually.
Okay. So the song is Take On Me, but the artist, Aha. Aha. So Aha falling last year was 13th. They fall to 43.
Can I just say I've seen them perform that live as well.
There you go.
That hurts.
There you go. I've seen Real Big Fish perform that live. Probably not as exciting, but though Real Big Fish is pretty exciting. All right, number 42, this is a sing-along. Mirrors on the ceiling, the pink champagne on ice, and she said, we're all just prisoners here of our own device. All right, that is Hotel California by the Eagles coming in at 42. All right, that was round number one. Coming up, we got round number two. All right, round number two. For round number two, I got bangers 41 through 32. You guys, the two of you together, got 8 out of 10 last round. So well done there. 8 out of 10 the last round. Let's see how you do this round. Number 41, For almost 50 years, this song held the record for longest song to reach number one on the Billboard Hot 100 before Taylor Swift's All Too Well overtook the honor. Number 40. This 1976 song was written by its vocalist and guitarist, Buck Dharma, as he envisioned an early death. It would reach a new audience as it was featured in a 2000 comedic skit. Number 39. This is a sing-along. My ex-man brought his new girlfriend. She's like, what are those next eight words? My ex-man brought his new girlfriend. She's like, James is already kind of mouthing it. Number 38, you got to identify the song. Hey Satan, paying my dues, playing in a rockin' band. Hey mama, look at me. I'm on the way to the promised land. Song number 37. Ranked by Rolling Stone readers as their third favorite Queen song, this song made a memorable appearance in 2004's Shaun of the Dead. Number 36. At the 2005 ceremony, this song by Britney Spears won her first and only Grammy as she took home the honor for Best Dance Recording. Number 35. In 2018, Australian Prime Minister Scott Morrison had his personal website taken over as his portrait was displayed while this song from 2004's Eurotrip played on repeat. Number 34. This is a sing-along. I saw him dancing there by the record machine. I knew he must have been about 17. You tell me the next nine words. Number 33. This 1984 song was from the soundtrack of a 1984 movie of the same name. The song was also covered by Blake Shelton for the 2011 remake of the film. And song number 32, you have to identify the song. So tell me the song title. I see a ship in the harbor. I can and shall obey. But if it wasn't for your misfortune, I'd be a heavenly person today. I see a ship in the harbor. I can and shall obey. But if it wasn't for your misfortune, I'd be a heavenly person today. All right, guys, how are we feeling about that one? You feeling as confident in that round as you did in the previous one?
Pretty confident. Fairly confident.
I don't know. I might be less confident. Hopefully James can carry the squad on this one.
God.
All right, number 41. For almost 50 years, this song held the record for longest song to reach number one on the Billboard Hot 100 before Taylor Swift's All Too Well overtook the honor. Do we know what really long song held this record until Taylor Swift overtook it? A long song.
50 years ago. What year is 50 years ago?
You're the math teacher.
73?
Thriller? Is this like Thriller or
American
something?
Pie by Don McLean.
It was American Pie by Don McLean. Well done. Well done. All right, number 40. This 1976 song was written by its vocalist and guitarist, Buck Dharma, as he envisioned an early death. It would reach a new audience as it was featured in a 2000 comedic skit.
Yeah, I think this is Don't Fear the Reaper, right?
Yep. Don't Fear the Reaper by Blue Oyster Cult. The 2000.
Don't blow it for us, Gene.
Yeah. More cowbell, right?
More cowbell.
More cowbell. Number 39. This is a sing-along. My ex-man brought his new girlfriend. She's like,
oh my God, but I'm just going to shake it.
Yep. That Taylor is Swift. Shake It Off by Taylor Swift. Last year's number 18. She's like, oh my God, but I'm just going to shake. Sorry, but I'm just gonna shake. She's like, oh my God, but I'm just gonna shake.
Shake.
All right, number 38. Identify this song by the lyric, hey Satan, paying my dues, playing in a rockin' band. Hey mama, look at me. I'm on the way to the promised land.
I'm on a highway to hell.
Yep. Well done.
Banger.
Well done. Highway to Hell by AC/DC. James, who came of age in Australia and I think has a special place in his heart for that band. As a lot of people do, regardless of where they grew up. All right, number 37, ranked by Rolling Stone readers as their third favorite Queen song. This song made a memorable appearance in 2004's Shaun of the Dead.
I love this movie, and I absolutely cannot remember it.
What do we think would be the third favorite Queen song? Yeah, it is Don't Stop Me Now.
Yeah. Yeah.
Don't Stop Me Now by Queen. Well done. All right, number 36. At the 2005 ceremony, this song by Britney Spears won her first and only Grammy as she took home the honor for Best Dance Recording. Yeah, Justin.
Is this Slave?
It's not Slave. Good guess. No, it's Toxic. Toxic. All right, 35. In 2018, Australian Prime Minister Scott Morrison had his personal website taken over as his portrait was displayed while this song from 2004's Eurotrip played on repeat. James, were you in Australia at this time? I forget what year you moved.
I moved 2017, I think, but this was one of the most hilarious things. Scotty doesn't know.
Yeah.
Also, because Eurotrip is a personal favorite movie of mine. I love that movie, and it was so funny. It was just great, just playing Scotty Doesn't Know the whole time.
Well done. Yeah, Scotty Doesn't Know by Lustra from the Eurotrip soundtrack. All right, 34. This is another sing-along. I saw him dancing there by the record machine. I knew he must have been about 17.
The beat was going strong. Playing my favorite song.
Well done. Well done. That is I Love Rock and Roll by Joan Jett. All right, number 33. This 1984 song was from the soundtrack of a 1984 movie of the same name. This song was also covered by Blake Shelton for the 2011 remake of the film. James, what is it?
I didn't know it was Blake Shelton if this is the song, but is this Footloose?
It is Footloose by Kenny Loggins.
Nice.
So well done. All right. So actually, you guys currently have only missed one. Here's the final question of the round. Identify the song, I see a ship in the harbor, I can and shall obey, but if it wasn't for your misfortune, I'd be a heavenly person today. All right, Justin, what is it?
Blue Monday?
Yep. Yep, well done.
I see a ship in the harbor, I can and shall obey.
Well done.
Good song.
Yeah, Blue Monday by New Order. Well done. That is song number 32. So you guys actually did better in that round than you did in the previous one. So you had 8 in round 1, 9 in round number 2. There you have it, round number 2. Coming up, round number 3. All right, round number 3, we have songs 31 through 22. Let's get into it. Let's get into it. Let's see, maybe they have a perfect round in them since they improved last round. They went from 8 to 9. Let's see if they can get all 10 for this one. All right, number 31, featuring backup vocals by the Sweet Inspirations, an R&B girl group. This 1967 Calypso-inspired song is considered the signature song for its Belfast-born artist. The signature song for its Belfast-born artist. All right, number 30, a sing-along. 925 for service and devotion. You would think that I... What are the next 5 words? Song number 29... This was the final single to be released by the Beatles before Paul McCartney announced his departure. Downplaying his own involvement in writing the song, John Lennon stated, quote, "That's Paul. Nothing to do with the Beatles. It could have been Wings." Song number 28, identify the artist. I looked out this morning and the sun was gone. Turned on some music to start my day. I lost myself in a familiar song. I closed my eyes and I slipped away. Song number 27, another sing-along. He wanted her, she'd never tell. Secretly, she wanted him as well. But all of her friends stuck up their nose. You tell me the next 8 words. Song number 26, as both Justin and James are head bobbing. Song number 26, hey, You know they're all the same. You know you're doing better on your own. You tell me the next four words. Song number 25. In 2016, the United Nations filmed a remake of the music video for this 1996 girl power anthem to highlight gender inequality across the world. Song number 24. Billy Corgan expressed trying to develop this song out of the, quote, "World is a Vampire" lyric for years before it came together in time for 1995's Melancholy and the Infinite Sadness. Song number 23. This is a sing-along. Taking more than her share had me fighting for air. You tell me the next 10 words. In song number 22, from her debut solo album, the artist stated this song was inspired by the deaths of her uncle as well as John Lennon in the same week. From her debut solo album, the artist stated this song was inspired by the deaths of her uncle as well as John Lennon in the same week. All right, let's go over those. Let's go over those. How are we feeling, Justin and James?
I'm feeling confident of 5.
I'm feeling less confident than I did last time, but then we went 9 for 10, so.
Yeah.
We'll see. Maybe this is where we get our comeuppance, James.
Maybe.
All right. Number 31, featuring backup vocals by the Sweet Inspirations, which is an R&B girl group, this 1967 Calypso-inspired song is considered the signature song for its Belfast-born artist. Okay, I think you're gonna be like, ah. All right, that is Brown Eyed Girl by Van Morrison.
Oh, okay.
Yep. There you have it. Number 30, it's a sing-along. 9 to 5 for service and devotion. You would think that I, James, what are the next 5 words?
Would deserve a fat promotion.
Yes.
Dolly Parton.
Yes, 9 to 5 by Dolly Parton. All right, number 29. This is the final single to be released by the Beatles before Paul McCartney announced his departure. Downplaying his own involvement in writing the song, John Lennon stated, quote, "That's Paul's. Nothing to do with the Beatles. It could have been Wings." All right, do we know the final single to be released by the Beatles before Paul McCartney announces his departure? That would be Let It Be.
Okay.
Yeah.
All right, number 28, identify the artist. "I looked out this morning and the sun was gone. Turned on some music to start my day. I lost myself in a familiar song. I closed my eyes and I slipped away." James, I think you were first.
I think it's Boston, More Than a Feeling.
Boston, More Than a Feeling. Well done. Well done.
Which Guitar Hero was that on?
All of
them. Was that a Guitar Hero track?
The first one?
Yeah. It was either the first or the second, because those were the only two that I played.
Yeah.
All right. Number 27, a sing-along. "He wanted her. She'd never tell. Secretly, she wanted him as well. But all of her friends stuck up their nose." Do you want to both go at the same time?
Yeah, you want to do it together, Justin?
No, you got this. I want to hear you sing
it. All right, go for it, James.
"They had a problem with his baggy clothes."
Yep, there you have it. Skater Boy by Avril Lavigne. Sorry, what were you saying?
No, I was just saying it's a banger.
Total banger. Banger. All right, number 26. "Hey, you know they're all the same. You know you're doing better on your own." What are the next four words, Justin?
"So don't buy in."
Well done. Well done.
"Just live right now." I can just keep going.
"The Middle" by Jimmy Eat World. Last year's number 48. So Jimmy Eat World climbing quite a bit. All right, number 25. Number 25. In 2016, the United Nations filmed a remake of the music video for this 1996 girl power anthem to highlight gender inequality across the world. Do we know the name of this 1996 girl power anthem?
"Wannabe" by the Spice Girls.
Yep.
"I wanna be young now." Yeah.
Well done. Well done. All right, number 24. Number 24. Billy Corgan expressed trying to develop this song out of the "World is a Vampire" lyric for years before it came together in time for 1995's Melancholy and the Infinite Sadness. Justin, what is it?
What is
A Bullet with Butterfly Wings, something like that.
Yep, Bullet with Butterfly Wings by Smashing Pumpkins. Well done.
So good.
Number 23, another sing-along. Taking More Than Her Share had me fighting for air.
She told me to come, but I was already there. AC/DC, you shook me all night long.
Well done. Well done. And then finally, number 22 from her debut solo album. The artist stated the song was inspired by the deaths of her uncle as well as John Lennon in the same week. This one was probably the one that the most people missed in the live game.
Yeah.
I had the most people get this one wrong. So the artist was Stevie Nicks, and the song was The Edge of 17.
Oh, wow.
Okay.
So also the Edge... Yeah, total banger. So I guess she got the title of the song by she met Tom Petty's girlfriend who had met Tom Petty when she was 17. So that's where she got the title of the song from, The Edge of 17. But the contents of the song was sort of relating to the deaths of two people in her life, her uncle, as well as I believe someone that she worked with had a close relationship with John Lennon. And so both of those deaths kind of took her. So there you have it. That was song number 22. All right, that was round number 3. So you guys got 7 in that one, am I correct? You missed 3 of them? You missed The Edge of 17, you missed Brown Eyed Girl, and you missed Let It Be.
Yeah.
Yes. All right. Yeah. So you went 8, 9, and 7. That is still very, very respectable. I can tell you, if you were playing in the live game, you two would be doing pretty good. All right, that was round number 3. Coming up, we got round number 4. Great. Round number 4, songs 21 through 12. From the 1984 album Purple Rain, this song opens with a brief guitar solo, contains no bass line, and became the artist's first number 1 single. Number 20. Identify the artist based on this lyric. And I can't make it on my own because my heart is in Ohio. So cut my wrists and black my eyes so I can fall asleep tonight or die. I cannot believe that song made this list, but it made it. So thank you for voting it on. Justin, I saw him laughing quite a bit as I was saying that out loud. All right, number 19. You got to identify the artist based on this lyric. Throw it away. Forget yesterday. We'll make the great escape. And we won't hear a word they say. They don't know us anyway. Number 18, as the lead single from 1999's Astral Lounge, this song featured in several soundtracks, including Mystery Men, Inspector Gadget, Digimon, Rat Race, and Shrek. Number 17, this 1991 Anthem for Apathetic Kids was ranked number 5 on Rolling Stone's The 500 Greatest Songs of All Time, and in 2021 became the second 90s song to reach 1 billion Spotify plays. Number 16, this is a geography question for you. What African country is Toto referencing in the lyric, quote, as sure as Kilimanjaro rises like Olympus above the Serengeti? Number 15, frontman Kevin Rowland appeared to be correct when he sang, and you'll hum this tune forever. All right, you tell me which timeless 1982 one-hit wonder this lyric came from. Number 14, identify the stringed instrument from the Indian subcontinent featured in Paint It Black by the Rolling Stones. Number 13, identify the song. I've got to formulate a plot or I end up in jail or shot. Success is my only MFing option. Failure's not. Song number 12. This is a sing-along. If I could find you now, things would get better. We could leave this town and run forever. I know somewhere, somehow, we'll be together. Let you tell me the next 10 words. If I could find you now, things would get better. We could leave this town and run forever. I know somewhere, somehow, we'll be together. Let you tell me the next 10 words. All right. Pause now if you need more time, but we're going to go over those. I saw some smiles on that one. I think you guys are feeling all right. Maybe. I said that and Justin just got out of his chair.
reasonably.
So many dogs are barking in the yard right now. Sorry.
I'm
house sitting and there's a lot of dogs right now.
There you go. All right. Number 21 from the 1984 album Purple Rain. This song opens with a brief guitar solo, contains no bass line, and became the artist's first number one single. Do we know this song?
I feel like, Justin, considering it's from where you live, I feel like...
Is this just Purple Rain?
Is it?
It's not. It's not Purple Rain.
Isn't it Let's Go Crazy?
It's not. Nope.
Oh, man.
Nope, it's When Doves Cry.
Oh, man.
When doves cry.
We disappointed ourselves.
I hear those dogs. I hear the dogs barking. Yeah, last year, Prince didn't have, considering we're Minneapolis based, Prince did not have a song in the top 50 last year. Now all the way up at 21. All right, number 20, identify the artist based on this lyric. And I'm going to preface this by saying I was super shocked that this made the top 50. The song goes, "And I can't make it on my own, because my heart is in Ohio, so cut my wrists and black my eyes so I can fall asleep tonight or die." All right, Justin and Doggy.
This is Hawthorne Heights.
Hawthorne Heights with the song Ohio is for Lovers, which was like a, you know, 2000s emo song. I remember it in high school. It was good for that era and for that scene. I'm really surprised to see it on the list, but hey, that's awesome. That's awesome. Actually, quite a bit of emo and pop punk in this round in particular, joining Fall Out Boy and Avril from earlier. All right, number 19, another pop punker. Throw It Away, Forget Yesterday, We'll Make the Great Escape, and We Won't Hear a Word They Say. They don't know us anyway. Yeah, Justin, who is that artist?
We the Kings?
That is not We the Kings.
Oh, dang it.
James, do you know?
Is this Boys Like Girls or Boys Like Girls?
Oh, yeah.
Yes, it is Boys Like Girls with the song The Great Escape. All right, number 18, as the lead single from 1999's Astro Lounge, this song featured in several soundtracks, including Mystery Men, Inspector Gadget, Digimon, Rat Race, and Shrek. All right, James, who is it, or what's the song?
All-Star by Smash Mouth.
Yes. All-Star by Smash Mouth. Hey, the Shrek part threw a lot of people off. A lot of people in the live game thought it was I'm a Believer. But All-Star was also in the Shrek soundtrack, I guess, and was in all of those movies right there. All right, number 17, this 1991.
Hold on.
Okay.
I got a story. Can I tell a story?
Let's hear
you
the story.
You got time for stories? We lived in Hawaii when I was a kid. And we would fly to Minnesota for vacations, and it was like, it's like a 10-hour flight in total. And back then, we didn't have iPods, we didn't have iPhones. I just had my Sony Discman and my headphones. One Christmas, I forgot my case of all my CDs, so I was left with one CD for the entire 10-hour plane ride, and it was Astro Lounge by Smash Mouth. So there's a couple songs on there that still give me, like, make me feel like I'm on an airplane if I hear them. So.
Yeah, I gotta say, I think we all had that album growing up, but I gotta say, if I was just left with one album, I don't think I would pick Astro Lounge as a kid
either.
Or now. All right, number 17, this 1991 Anthem for Apathetic Kids was ranked number 5 on Rolling Stone's The 500 Greatest Songs of All Time, and in 2021 became the second 90s song to reach 1 billion Spotify plays. Yeah, James, what is it?
I think this is Smells Like Teen Spirit by Nirvana, right?
Yes. Yes.
So, yeah. Because I think the first song from the 90s was Thunderstruck by AC/DC. So I remember that being a trivia question that I got once.
Is that song from the 90s?
I think it's from 1990.
I'm pretty sure. Now, Thunderstruck having a lot of plays wouldn't surprise me because of the drinking game.
It's such a PG podcast that as soon as you mention drinking, it just whap, cut him off. It is from 1990, by the way. 10th of September, 1990.
Sam, it was going so good.
All right. So I was under the impression that the first song from the 90s to reach 1 billion Spotify plays was Wonderwall by Oasis, but I don't know. Don't quote me on that one because I don't have that stat in front of me. All right, number 16. What African country is Toto referencing in the lyric, "As sure as Kilimanjaro rises like Olympus above the Serengeti"? All right, James, what country is that?
I mean, I'm pretty sure Kilimanjaro is in Tanzania.
That is correct. Well done. Okay. Yeah, the song, obviously, Africa by Toto. All right, number 15. Frontman Kevin Rowland appeared to be correct when he sang, quote, "And you'll hum this tune forever." Which timeless one-hit wonder from 1982 is this lyric from? Justin?
Is this Come On Eileen?
Yep. Come On Eileen by Dexy's Midnight Runners. Well done. All right, number 14. Identify the stringed instrument from the Indian subcontinent featured in Paint It Black by the Rolling Stones. Yeah, Justin.
Is this a sitar?
It is. It is a sitar. Justin on a roll. All right, number 13. Identify the song by the lyric, "I've got to formulate a plot or I end up in jail or shot. Success is my only MFing option. Failure's not." James, what is it?
It is Lose Yourself by Eminem.
Yes, Lose Yourself by Eminem from the 8 Mile soundtrack. And then number 12, another sing-along. "If I could find you now, things would get better. We could leave this town and run forever. I know somewhere, somehow, we'll be together. Let..." All right, what are the next 10 words? James, go for it.
"Your waves crash down on me and take me away." Which is a horrible... I'm sure there's a horrible melody there, but Yellow yes. Card, Ocean Avenue.
Yes, well,
I remember the look in her eyes.
Great song.
Such a good
song. We should do karaoke next time we're all together.
I feel like there's some people out there that would disagree, but you know what? To each their own. It's just about having fun, right? Just about having fun. All right, those were songs 21 through 12. That was round number 4. Coming up, we got round number 5. So you guys, you got... Okay, I'm going to give you Boys Like Girls. I think you got all of them. I think that was a 10-pointer for... Oh, wait, you did not get When the Doves Cry. No. That was a 9-pointer for you.
Yeah, we didn't get Prince.
You did not get Prince, but otherwise, that was a 9-pointer for you. All right, that was round number 4. Coming up, we got round number 5. Round number 5, songs 11 through 2. All right, now we have the real heavy hitters here. I should mention that Africa by Toto from the last round was last year's number 22, placing at 16th in this year's rankings. And then Come On Eileen by Dexy's Midnight Runners from last round was last year's 35, now risen to number 15. All right, number 11... Not only was this song rated as its band's number one song by Rolling Stone readers in 2013, but it was also the last song performed live before the sudden death of Taylor Hawkins. Thus, this song returned to the Billboard Global 200 charts, where it reached number 123 in the year 2022. Song number 10. The music video for this 1983 song was the first music video to be inducted into the National Film Registry. Song number 9. This is a sing-along. Do you remember the 21st night of September? You tell me the next 7 words. Song number 8. Sharing its name with a U.S. state capital, This song from 2004's Three Cheers for Sweet Revenge was ranked by Variety as one of the best emo songs of all time in 2022. Number 7. This 2002 song refers to the artist's effect on the industry and culture, as well as mocks several of the artist's critics, including the Chaneys, Chris Kirkpatrick, Limp Bizkit, Moby, and the FCC. Song number 6, a sing-along. So hard with my girls not around me. It's definitely not a Nashville party. You tell me the next 13 words. Number 5, this 1986 song prominently features two characters. These two characters would reappear in a 2000 single by the same artist. Number 4, of this 1983 song, Annie Lennox stated, quote, "Look at the state of us. How can it get worse? The song was an expression of how I felt. Hopeless and nihilistic." As a result, David A. Stewart added, quote, "Hold your head up, moving on," to the lyrics in order to make the song a little bit more uplifting. Number 3. Despite only spending 4 weeks charting in the UK upon its 2004 release, in 2021, the song broke a British record. This song broke a British record for consecutive weeks in the top 100 with 260 consecutive weeks. And number 2 is a sing-along. A singer in a smoky room, a smell of wine and cheap perfume. You tell me the next 17 words. All right, let's go over those. Justin and James, you're coming off a good round. How you feeling here?
Kind of mildly confident in the middle of this round. Same. I'm going to need to be carried by Justin, though, to be honest.
All right, number 11. Not only was this song rated as the band's number one song by Rolling Stone readers in 2013, but it was also the last song performed live before the sudden death of Taylor Hawkins. Thus, this song returned to the Billboard Global 200, where it reached number 123 in 2022. We know that song. Justin.
My Hero.
It is not My Hero. James, can you save him?
Oh my gosh.
No. No, I can't. Sorry.
You got the right band. It is the Foo Fighters, but the song Everlong.
Oh, really? That's... Huh. Okay.
Yep.
All right.
Number 10. The music video for this 1983 song was the first music video to be inducted into the National Film Registry. All right. 1983 song, first music video to be inducted into the National Film Registry. James, what is it?
Thriller, one I think I already mentioned earlier. I think.
Yep. Thriller by Michael Jackson. Well done. All right. The next one, you got to sing along. Do you remember the 21st night of September? Okay, what are those next 7 words, James?
Oh, man. Justin, can you help? I know it's September Wind and Fire.
Is this a I raised my hand, oh, I forgot answer right here, Sam?
It looks to be that way. Yeah, Justin, can you save him?
Oh, man.
Do you remember the 21st night of September? We were...
Love was changing the minds?
Okay.
James,
okay. Love was changing the minds. 2 more words.
The minds of pretenders.
There you have it.
While chasing the clouds away. Oh, jeez, yeah. Sorry.
Stop while you're ahead.
Justin. It's all good.
Stop while you're ahead. Love was changing the minds of pretenders. That is September by Earth, Wind, and Fire. Last year's number 26 has risen up to number 9. All right. Number 8, sharing its name with a U.S. state capital. This song from 2004's Three Cheers for Sweet Revenge was ranked by Variety as one of the best emo songs of all time in 2022. Justin, what is it?
I thought it was the next question. Okay. Man, I don't know. I should know this, and you're gonna tell me the answer, and I'm gonna be very upset with myself.
I feel like this is a band that James was into also. So the band is My Chemical Romance. The song Helena, sharing a name with Helena Montana.
Great song, though. Great song.
Okay. All right, number seven. This 2002 song refers to the artist's effect on the industry and culture, as well as mocks several of the artist's critics, including the Chaneys, Chris Kirkpatrick, Limp Bizkit, Moby, and the FCC. Justin, what is it?
Without Me?
Yep, Without Me by Eminem. Well done. All right, number six. This is a sing-along. So Hard With My Girls Not Around Me. It's definitely not a Nashville party. What are the next 13 words?
I think, okay. I got to sing the whole thing, though, to be able to get to it.
Okay.
So hard with my girls not around me. It's definitely not a Nashville party. All I see are stilettos, and I didn't get the memo. Right?
Close enough, I would have given it to you. Because all I see are stilettos. I guess I never got the memo.
That's what it was.
Party in the USA by Miley Cyrus. All right, number five. This 1986 song prominently features two characters. These two characters would reappear in a 2000 single by the same artist. This one was a little tricky. Right, the two characters, Tommy and Gina, right? 1986 song, Living on a Prayer. Living on a Prayer by Bon Jovi.
Wait, there's a sequel song?
Well, I don't know if it's a sequel, but It's My Life by Bon Jovi also features Tommy and Gina.
Really?
Yep.
Wow. I did not know that.
I did not know that.
Yep.
Yeah.
Yeah, I do not know if... I remember that song, and I remember him talking about Tommy and Gina, but I don't know. I would assume it's the same Tommy and Gina. Why not? All right. Number four of this 1983 song, Annie Lennox stated, quote, "Look at the state of us. How can it get worse? The song was an expression of how I felt, hopeless and nihilistic." And as a result, David A. Stewart added, quote, "Hold your head up, moving on," to the lyrics in order to make it a little bit more uplifting. Okay, Justin, you like raised and lowered, kind of like that kid, that really wiry kid in the classroom. Justin, which song is this?
Sorry, James, I just had to take this one from you.
That is so unfair.
This is Sweet Dreams, which was then repopularized in a great, great Pitbull song, Get Freaky, in the 2000s.
Why is there no Pitbull on this list? Unless Pitbull's number one, like, why is there no Pitbull on this list? That's funny, yeah. Sweet Dreams Are Made of This by the Eurythmics as number four. All right, Number three, despite spending only 4 weeks charting in the UK upon its 2004 release, in 2021, this song broke a British record for consecutive weeks in the top 100 with 260 consecutive weeks. James, what is it?
This is Mr. Brightside by The Killers.
Mr. Brightside by The Killers. Yeah, last year's number one. Dropped all the way down to number three. I'm worried about Mr. Brightside, but yeah.
Wait, did the British just find out about this song in 2021?
They just they can't get enough of it. I remember being there in 2008, and there is this guy in my dorm building in 2008. He would just, with his window open, he would just blast this song like probably 20 times a day, and I'm under-exaggerating. That song was played all the time while I was over there. They love that song. I don't know, James, can you confirm?
It's an absolute banger. We love that song.
Yeah.
Like, yeah.
I mean, we love it over here too, but obviously it's the number three banger to end all bangers. It's not like we have a ton of Brits playing this game. So, all right. Number two, this is a sing-along. A singer in a smoky room, a smell of wine and cheap perfume. All right, James, finish that. The next 17 words are...
For a smile they can share the night. It goes on and on and on and on.
There you have it. Don't Stop Believing by Journey. Last year's number 10. All right, that was round number five. This next round's going to get a little bit goofy, so sit tight and I'll explain it to you. We got one more song and we're gonna dedicate an entire round to it. So you got a 7-pointer last round.
That's reasonable.
Let's see if you can get a perfect score for this round. All right, round number six. This round contains five short answer questions related to the number one banger, the banger to end all bangers, as well as the artist behind the number one banger. Each question is worth 2 points, but if you can't identify the number one banger, you will receive 0 points for the entire round. Let's see if you can get a perfect score. The rules are just a little bit goofy. Essentially, I have five questions that all are related to the number one banger, as well as the artist behind it. So number one, I want you to identify the year of release. So events from this year include the first full year of the Ford presidency, the debut of Jaws, the sinking of the SS Edmund Fitzgerald, the fall of Saigon, the Reds defeat the Red Sox in the World Series, and the Steelers defeat the Vikings in the Super Bowl. So what year is that? Number two, you have to identify the city of origin. This city became the first city to host 3 modern Summer Olympic Games. Number three, identify an associated actor. In 2019, this actor became the first of Egyptian heritage to win the Academy Award for Best Actor. Number four, identify the geographic region. This region is the westernmost and largest historical region of the modern Czech Republic. While this region partially shares its name with the number one banger, the song has no other relation to the region. And number five, identify the referenced person. Born in Pisa in 1564, this person built one of the first telescopes in 1609. They are also referenced in the number one banger. All right, first things first. Can you identify the year of release? So events from this year include the first full year of the Ford presidency, the debut of Jaws, the sinking of the SS Edmund Fitzgerald, the fall of Saigon, the Reds defeating the Red Sox in the World Series, the Steelers defeating Justin's beloved Vikings in the Super Bowl. Can we identify that year?
Okay, so it's obviously the 70s. I'm trying to think of when... Go ahead.
How many Super Bowls have the Vikings been to?
4. They lost all of them.
I didn't need you to feel the need to fit in that last part, to be honest.
You knew the answer to that. I want to say 76 is the number that's in my head, but it might not be 76.
It's the only real one I know there is Jaws. And I think Jaws is 75.
Okay.
Because I honestly don't know any of the rest of them.
So Gerald Ford was the one that took over for Nixon. So when did Nixon peace out? That's kind of the... I guess you wouldn't know this, James, because you're not... You don't know a lot... You probably don't know a lot about presidential history.
Nixon was Watergate. I know that.
Yeah. What do you think, 75?
I'm pretty sure Jaws was 75.
Let's do it. 75.
That is correct. 1975.
Nice.
Well done.
Nice.
Way to go, James.
Okay.
All right. Identify the city of origin. The city became the first city to host 3 modern Summer Olympic Games.
All right, so who's
I'm pretty
hosted...
sure I know this one.
You know this one? Talk to me. Talk to me about it then.
I'm pretty sure this is London. Because London has hosted multiple Summer Olympic Games. And I think the most recent one was the 3rd one. Or it might have even been the 4th one. So... yeah, I'm pretty sure they would have hosted 3.
Okay.
Where else would have hosted 3, actually? Athens?
Greece? That's true, Athens. Maybe Athens. I think you're right, though. I think it might be London.
Okay, we're going to go with London.
That is correct.
Nice.
Right, I think so I might know what the song is, but I don't want to...
I'm also getting there.
So you know it was from 1975, and you know it originates in London. All right. Number three, identify an associated actor. In 2019, this actor became the first of Egyptian heritage to win the Academy Award for Best Actor.
Yeah, so this was... Do you know Justin?
I don't know the name of the person, but is this is a Slumdog Millionaire guy, right?
Or no? No, he's Indian.
Oh, sorry.
Indian heritage.
My apologies. My apologies.
I think this is Rami Malek, right?
That is correct.
Okay.
Yeah.
That's correct. All right, number four, identify the geographic region. This region is the westernmost and largest historical region in the modern Czech Republic. While this region partially shares its name with the number one banger, the song has no other relation to the region.
Considering I feel like I know where this banger is going, I'm going to guess that it's probably something around the region of Bohemia. Bohemia.
Well done. And then number five, identify the reference person. Born in Pisa in 1564, this person built one of the first telescopes in 1609. They are also referenced in the number one banger. Yeah, Justin.
Galileo.
Yep. Well done. Galileo. So the number one banger is
Queen.
Bohemian Rhapsody.
Yep. Bohemian Rhapsody by Queen. Well done. Last year, I forget what that scored last year. I didn't write it down in my notes, but that one was a popular choice last year, and this year it overtakes Mr. Brightside as the number one banger. So there you have it. There you have it. Thank you, everybody, for playing along at home. Thank you, Justin and James, for joining me to make this just a little bit more fun, a little bit more special. Thank you to everyone that voted. We had a lot of people that voted, sharing their favorite bangers. Thank you to the people that played live with me on YouTube. Yeah, just thank you. Thank you to everyone listening to this show. I don't have anything more to say. Justin, James, you have anything more to say?
Thanks for having us on, mate. And it was, it was awesome fun.
Yeah, thanks for the invite.
Yeah. And if you like our sort of just, you know, banter that we have going on, if you like the relationship that the three of us have on the microphone, check out Pod on You Loons. It's dedicated to our local soccer team, Minnesota United, that plays in the MLS. You know, maybe you have a soccer team, maybe you don't. Maybe you're looking for an MLS team. Hey, give Pod on You Loons a try, right? Give Pod on You Loons a try, where we talk about Minnesota United, as well as get sidetracked on just about any other thing imaginable. Specifically, a lot of Michelle Branch. Right? A lot of Michelle Branch songs and other just, you know, favorites from the 90s and 2000s, Savage Garden, you know, all these good ones. So, Justin, James, anything you especially are disappointed that didn't make this list?
Sweet Child of Mine by Guns N' Roses.
That would have been a good one.
Yeah, that is an absolute banger.
So I'm going to be honest, and there was a time in this last question where I was on the wrong trail when I said I thought I knew what the song was. I thought it was going to be Werewolves of London, which is an absolute banger. That one popped in my head, but
okay.
Alas, not everyone knows that one.
I remember when we were doing the tallies, some people voted for that song. That song was, if I extended this out to like 200 songs, it would for sure be on there. Maybe even 100, it would be on there. So very cool. All right, guys. Thank you for playing along. Thank you, everybody, for listening. Peace out. Pod on, you nerds.
Pod on, you nerds. Peace.